Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, this is Nate Offert. I'm giving you a call. You or your husband, Samuel, filled out a form requesting some information about mortgage protection for your $142,000 loan with DIHA Mortgage in the event of a death.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to verify the information that you provided for me, and then I can work up the options here for you guys. I have most of the stuff down here. I know you put down, let's see, female, you're 5'11 and 2'10 and a non-smoker. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you put your birthday is 10/2/75, so you're 38. And your husband, does he go by Sam or Samuel? Oh, okay. I was wrong all the way around, wasn't I?
Okay. Samuel is fine.
No, I'd say that's fine.
You know, we're just interested in being the name.
Sure.
Information.
Absolutely. That's exactly.
I haven't made a decision on what we're going to do.
Oh, no. I can't make a decision if you wanted to. I'm just calling you to verify this information. And then my job when I hang up the phone is to go shop for you guys. I have access to 33 different companies. It gives me the ability to go out and see who's going to offer you guys the most amount of coverage for the least amount of cost. And then when we sit down, we just have a quick conversation to show you what you guys qualify for, what's out there for you, and then you guys determine, number one, if it's a concern, and number two, you get to customize any coverage that you apply for to fit your needs and to fit your budget. So, I know you put down your loan amount for $142,815. Was that a new purchase?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Congratulations. And what was the term on that? 30 years?
Yeah.
All right. And do you know what your roughly your monthly payment is?
With everything?
Yeah.
Including taxes and everything, I think $1,150, I believe.
Okay. And I know you said you were just looking, you didn't know anything existed out there like that, but what caught your attention about the letter that was mailed to you, or what's the concern of wanting to get more information?
Well, I'm self-employed. I own two businesses, and I don't have any kind of life or that sort of insurance at all, or disability insurance.
Okay.
And the thought of, if I don't even know if you can get coverage when you're self-employed, my understanding is it's pretty tricky. I'm amazed we got a loan.
Oh, that's tough. I know. I'm self-employed, too. It's very difficult. But there is ways to do that. Absolutely, there is.
But, you know, it interests me to have a little bit of a security blanket, at least to pay the mortgage. You know, like, I've looked into life insurance, but I'm not really afraid I'm going to die. I just, you know, if I got sick or something, I wouldn't want my family to lose their house because I'm their primary supporter.
Hey, we're in the same boat. I don't think I'm going to die either. You never know, but that's the cool thing about mortgage protection, and we'll talk about that. I mean, there's a lot of different options that are out there, but I was way more concerned about the living benefits in case of, God forbid, I have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, something were to happen to me, and I couldn't work for 6 months, you know?
I think my living typing, so, you know, if I got hurt or something like that.
What do you do? Are you like a court reporter or?
I'm a transcriptionist.
That's awesome. You said you own two businesses. What's the other business that you own?
Party business. I own also a face painter.
Party business. Oh, okay.
Face painting, balloon art, balloon twisting, I'm starting to supply costumed, you know, people showing up as princesses or pirates.
I just missed you. We just had our son's birthday a couple months ago, man. We just missed you. We don't live too far. We're actually in Plano. My wife and I live in Plano with our 9-year-old son. And do you have any children yourself?
Four.
Wow. How old are they?
17, 15, 7, and 5.
So you have your hands full, don't you?
Yes.
My eight-year-old thinks he's 15.
Yeah,
I know. My wife's like, where's my baby boy? You know, is your 7-year-old a girl or a boy?
Boy.
A boy. Okay. Very cool. Yeah. So you kind of know how that goes. You've been through it all. What's your husband do for work, Steven?
Right now, he's not employed. He's actually the one that's doing all the driving everyone around. And we still have, I said 5, but actually it's 4. He's not in kindergarten yet. So, yeah.
Okay.
And he works with me in the party business.
Okay. Very cool. And in terms of your guys' health. Okay. No, it's okay. I understand. He's probably like, why are you giving all this information to this guy, right?
Yeah, my husband was one of the
No, I understand. I would, I'd be on my wife's shoulder too, going, "What are you telling this guy? Who is he on the phone that you're getting this information to?" Real quick, medication wise, what kind of prescriptions are you taking, Amber?
Neither of us have any sort of health issues.
Nope, no prescriptions at all.
Tylenol when I spent 12 hours typing.
Oh wow! So no issues with high blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, cholesterol.
No.
Awesome.
No.
Any issues with DUIs or drinkings, accidents, any major accidents in the last handful of years?
Never, ever had a ticket in our lives.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. So what's your day look in terms... there you go. What's your day look like in terms of work-wise? Are you all over the place? Or like, what hours are you usually working during the day?
I work from home.
Okay.
So normally I try to keep it, 9:05, 9:06, but...
Well, which would be more? I was gonna say, I'm out in your area Wednesday and Anna. Which would be better for you, like the afternoon, or would the evening be better for you for us to sit down and go over those options that I find for you guys?
Let me talk to my husband before we make an actual appointment, because up till now he's not been super interested in this sort of thing. At more payments right now. We're already tight, so. I'd hate for you to do all the work. I was meaning to talk to him about it before the phone call came in, but we've both been so busy with the move, I haven't had a chance.
Let me tell you how this works, because it's not going to put a lot of work into me. Obviously you guys want to think about it, talk about it, everything else, but what I like to tell my clients is the first conversation we have is absolutely that. I don't have a particular product. I'm going to come out there and try to sell you guys. I'm going to have a conversation, and you're going to see what's all available out there to you, right? And then it's your job to decide if it's a concern, customize the coverage, but then you have something that you can talk about. It's very difficult to discuss, especially for your husband. He needs to see what it is that's out there that's offered, and then you guys can make a decision based upon the facts as opposed to kind of, like, let's say, guessing on that. And that takes about 15 or 20 minutes, and then I lay it out and I go, here's the living benefits, disability, how it works, critical illness, how it works, money back options, how it works. If you don't die, you get all your money back, or there's options where, you have your money in there and you get it back, plus with interest. There's a lot of different things that you guys would qualify at your young age, because you're pretty much right around the same age as my wife and I. And I can just literally show your husband the products that we put together for our family, and I have access to over 300, 400 different products. So you'll see exactly, not everyone qualifies for those things because of their health. And most of my clients have health issues, and that's a lot of times why they fill out the form. So you're kind of in a perfect age range. And my suggestion would be, obviously it's your choice, I don't want to waste your time, but if there's any concern at all, my suggestion is when I'm out there to sit down, go through all the information with you, and that way you guys know what's available, and then you can kind of start your conversation. If you got it on your hands and knees and begged me to sign you up for insurance that night, I couldn't do it. It's not how the product works. There's an initial consultation. There's, hey, we want to apply for some coverage. There's the underwriting it goes through. Then there's delivery of the policy. And then there's, okay, let's make adjustments if we need to. Is the number good? And then there's a month of looking over the policy, discussing it, talking about it. So here's a good month and a half after our first initial meeting before any decision even needs to be made, if at all. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, so, let's set up an appointment and let me take your number, because the problem with my work is that sometimes rush shops come in, and when they do, that's my bread and butter.
I get it.
So if for some reason it won't work, I'll try to give you as much advance notice. Or email address would be fine too.
I'll give you my number. So what day, what time on, I'm in Allen. Either way, I can do, depending upon what's better for you guys. I know you have kids and everything else. I have a 8 to 9 o'clock appointment available on Tuesday night, or I can squeeze something in, the afternoon on Wednesday or Wednesday evening. What's best for you? Well, what time do you, like with the kids and stuff, is a later in the evening bad for you, or?
I hate to do this because you've spent all your time, but can I call you back? I actually don't know, and I don't want to set up an appointment until I know.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough for me.
I'll call you back in a little while.
Okay. Yeah, it's just tough for me. I got about 40 other forms that are on my desk here that
it's... You're trying to just work through them, right?
Well, I only get to work 3 days in the field, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so then when I work through them, I have another lady said the same thing. She's like, Wednesday, 3 to 5.
Hold on.
What's that?
Can it be done over the phone?
No, I wish. It would save me a lot of time, energy, gas, and tires. Because it's mortgage protection, I have to be out at your home. And then basically, I know as silly as it sounds, I got to verify who you are, that you actually have a mortgage. Because with mortgage protection, it differs slightly than life insurance because you're able to qualify for a lot of other things based on the fact that you have a mortgage. Whereas in life insurance, you can't qualify. So there's a lot of fraud that goes on that people try to get this product because there's lax underwriting guidelines. You get more bang for your buck, so to speak, and you're able to qualify for a lot more living benefits besides just a death benefit without having to pick and choose. Like with life insurance, a lot of times you have to pick and choose. Like if you want disability, you can't have this. Or if you want critical illness, you can't have disability. And so with mortgage protection, you pretty much have the pick of all of it. So if we can make a tentative appointment, I'm not trying to box you in, but if we can make a tentative appointment, that would help me out greatly. And then you can feel free to call me if that's not going to work and we can see what we can move around.
Okay. How early Wednesday afternoon can you make it?
I mean, I could do like 12. I could do 1 o'clock.
How about 2?
2 o'clock will work. Okay, so can I do like sometime between like 1:30 and 2:30?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to be as close to 2 as possible because obviously my appointments sometimes before and after can run a little bit later. So, Amber and Steven, and you have a pen handy?
I have my check printer.
Okay, perfect.
I think one hand.
Okay, it's yeah. My phone number is 469-224-0255. Now it looks like 469-224-0255. It looks like you're in a newer neighborhood. So I am looking at Anna, which I'm very familiar with. Can you give me kind of walk me in, I guess, to your house off of 755? Now it looks like 469-224-0255. It looks like you're in a newer neighborhood. So I am looking at Anna, which I'm very familiar with. Can you give me kind of walk me in, I guess, to your house off of 75? Because it says it cannot find the exact directions for Elam Drive.
Uh-huh.
What would I do?
Yeah. If you exit on White Street, which is the main Anna exit, and just go over to the 5.
Okay. So that's North Point. Okay.
And then you go to the end of that street, and then you'll take a left. And that's Elam Drive, and we're 315. Yeah,
what color is your house?
Oh, they're all brick.
All brick. Okay.
Various shades of brick.
I will see you Wednesday.
Mark.
Go ahead.
It's Clinton Mark. Yeah, it's 11:06.
Okay. I'll see you sometime between 1:30 and 2:30, and I'll push closer to 2 o'clock. If something does automatically come up or whatever, then just let me know. So, all right? That'll
yeah,
work.
Sure, yeah. Well,
okay.
Did you say your name was?
My name is Nate, N-A-T-E.
N-A-T.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.